Hey everybody, this is Devin Boker and you are listening to 500 Days Happier. It's a 500-day experiment to, well, get happy. It's a bit of a gratitude challenge. It's a daily gratitude challenge. It's a trial and error exploration of different strategies that are supposed to help increase long-term happiness, help reduce anxiety, help battle depression, those sorts of things. And trying them out myself to see how easy it is to do in real life, to see what the challenges are, and to share that experience with others so that maybe it might be of help. Well, everyone, it's day 41 of 500. There is no future. There is no past. I did an exercise with my students the other day that it was insightful. It was like a look at their lives, much like what I've done on here, and looking at how they've lived and how they spend their time. And of course, things like how much of their lives are in school versus out. Every time I do an activity like that, I walk away awestruck, in part because it really puts in perspective how fleeting time is, and in part because you see just how much time you spend not living the one life that you have. The thing about life is, our every decision is based on either a past experience or an expectation or hope of some future. And it doesn't have to be only about big things. It can be decisions about trying a new snack instead of your usual go-to. The point is we spend a majority of our present influenced by the past and endless possible futures. And this only makes sense. It's essential to our survival. Otherwise, we're doomed to repeat our mistakes, and a lack of planning and foresight could have equally devastating effects. Those of us who struggle with anxiety have an over-amplified focus on endless possible futures. In a different context, it may be considered a superpower of sorts. Being able to foresee how poorly events may go in order to filter through the chaos and settle on the path with the least negative impact. Sometimes you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's overwhelmingly brilliant. And so instead, you freeze like a deer in the headlights, crippled by the decisions to be made. Those of us who struggle with depression have an over-amplified focus on the past, wishing things to be the way that they were, or having extreme difficulty accepting current circumstances and taking one step at a time from there. In some ways, those with depression are also hyper-focused on the future. Except in this case, clarity of what that future is or what they could be is lacking. Something simply doesn't feel right in the present. You don't know what, but you know you want to change things. Yet you don't know how, or simply can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. If you experience both anxiety and depression, you are one of the lucky ones who gets to be haunted by their perceived and experienced past, as well as their possible futures, a majority of which see things going irrationally wrong. Either way, the outcome is essentially the same. You're not living. Here's why. The past and the future, they don't really exist. This sounds crazy, I know. But hear me out, I promise this isn't any hokey stuff. What I mean is you could replace the words past and future with memories and dreams. It's all temporal perspective. In the exact moment that I'm typing this, I have done so in the past, present, and future. Same with vocalizing it here. In fact, now this is getting really trippy. It depends entirely on some arbitrary timestamp. If I pick the exact millisecond that I say taco, for example, I've long been in the future from that moment. It depends on the scale that you're thinking in. Everything prior was the past, and the present moment has long since shifted from the actual saying of the word taco to where I am now. The present is simply the exact moment of now. Hell, even the thoughts that come to my mind before I say them were signaled by my brain long before I perceived them as my internal monologue. This actually all connects to something else I discuss with my students. It's how the whole universe is essentially information transmitted in some capacity. And with any transmission, there is some type of lag, some in-between from the sending to the receiving. Maybe that's a topic for another day. Instead, the point that I'm trying to make is this. When we focus on the past, all that that really means is we're in our head, focused on our memories. The past is not this tangible, physical place we can travel to. It's data logged in your brain. When we focus on the future, we're in our heads, using flowcharts and attempting to make cause and effect predictions, most of which are highly unlikely outcomes that our brains are only formulating to ensure our survival, but more so like a helicopter parent than a seasoned and practical survivalist. Can dreams be a positive thing? Absolutely. But dreams can also be nightmares, and anxiety ensures that. The end result is the same. Instead of being aware of your surroundings and our actual present, we are spending our life in our thoughts. Every single second that ticks is a second that no longer exists, and a second of our lives that is now gone. Every single second spent in our heads thinking about the future is a second in our actual future, now present, that we are making wild predictions that more than likely never came to fruition. Of course, expecting to not be in our heads, excavating memories and conjuring up dreams is a damn near impossibility. That's how we function. It's how we survive. That's how we make educated decisions. But, and there's always a but, spending too much of our time like this isn't good for us. We may be surviving, but we aren't living. Life is more than simply being alive, right? It's about joy and relationships and experiences, all those things happening right now. Pay attention. If you need help, my favorite strategy, one that I use with my students, it's called grounding. I like the 5-4-3-2-1 method. When you find you're spending more of your time as a narrator rather than the protagonist, pause and ask yourself the following. What are 5 things I can see? 4 things I can feel? 3 things I can hear? 2 things I can smell, and 1 thing that I can taste and breathe. I hope that someone out there comes across this someday and finds some peace in my rambling. For me, it's time to share 4 gratitudes. 162, I'm thankful for my memories. 163, I'm thankful for my ability to see many future possible outcomes and that I'm learning to focus more so on those that are positive. 164, I'm grateful for my experiences with students that give me perspective. And 165, I'm grateful to be alive, even on days where it's negative 15 outside, and also sweats because, again, it's negative 15 outside. More tomorrow.